Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 11th of March, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. President Trump meets with White House and Treasury officials to discuss options for a stimulus package addressing the impact of coronavirus. Options include paid leave for employees missing work, temporary payroll tax cuts, small business loans, and support for heavily impacted industries like air travel. Interactive entertainment company Ico accuses pre-launch video streaming service Quibi of infringing intellectual property. Quibi's turnstile feature enables smartphone users to cut to different shots by switching between portrait and landscape modes. Ico claims to have patented the tech and that Quibi employees had access. Quibi, also with patent, filed a suit seeking a declaratory judgment. Google removes the Iranian government's official app for diagnosing and tracking coronavirus from the Play Store. Google has not given a reason for the ban, but as Net Source said, the app made false claims about detecting the illness. After some users theorized that Iran used the app to collect data on people, Android malware researcher Lucas Stefanko analyzed the app and said it did not include a malicious Trojan or spyware. Remote learning tech companies see a surge in users as universities shutter classrooms to mitigate the spread of coronavirus, TechCrunch reports. Language learning app Duolingo saw a 100% increase in its user base in China over the past month. Videoconferencing company Zoom is offering temporarily free memberships to those impacted by the virus. Elon Musk says SpaceX is currently not focused on spinning out its satellite internet business, Starlink. SpaceX President Gwynne Shotwell said in February that Starlink could eventually spin out as a public company. Speaking at the Satellite 2020 conference in DC on Monday, Musk said the company remained focused on developing the product. Starlink has launched 300 of 12,000 planned satellites. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.